Sabbath School Work, March 29, 1899. We deeply regret our utter inability to help some people. They listen to the words spoken from the Bible and seem to understand their meaning, but we wait in vain for them to be religiously impressed, to appear conscious that they have been bought with a price, that God has claims upon them. How the heavenly angels rejoice when they see the youth, young men, young women, and children making the right choice and offering themselves voluntarily in whole-souled allegiance to Him who gave His life for them. In our Sabbath schools, it is not those who possess supposed superior talents who accomplish the most. Those who amuse their classes by relating anecdotes do not exert an influence that is a savor of life unto life. Neither is the best influence exerted when students are encouraged to look upon the committing of chapters of Scripture to memory as a wonderful achievement. Offer no bribes to children to attend Sabbath school, but be sure that the teachers have the oil of grace in their vessels with their lamps. You who are engaged in the work as Sabbath school superintendents and teachers, remember that though you may teach the word fluently, this is not all that is necessary. You may have plans whereby you hope to make your mark, but before you carry them out, ask yourself, will it prove to be the mark of Christ or a revelation of myself? Much cheap machinery is used in Sabbath schools. How many people have been accepted as Sabbath school instructors who have never surrendered the soul to the discipline of Christ? They refuse to accept Christ, yet they accept the position of a teacher of Bible truth. There are those who step into the ranks as volunteer workers who have known the reasons of our faith from their youth up, but whose characters have never been transformed. They bear no sweet, precious fruit. They may be looked upon as excellent teachers, but their teaching has about as much influence as a recitation of the multiplication table would have. They are signboards pointing in the wrong direction. They have never realized what the true aim of life is. They have missed the mark most decidedly, and are no more fit to teach than were the foolish virgins to go into the marriage supper of the Lamb. Let every Sabbath school teacher remember that he must bear about with him the precious fragrance of Christ's grace. The Sabbath school is a missionary field, open for all who love God. Into this work, men and women may put heart piety and soul-burdened, loving service. Those who do this work to a purpose. The greatest earnestness, the deepest spirituality, are demanded for a Sabbath school worker. The simplicity of true religion, cherished in the hearts of superintendents and teachers, will bring angels of heaven into the school to impress and win souls. Sabbath school superintendents and teachers should drink every day of the water of life. Then they will have within them a well of water, constantly springing up unto everlasting life. They are themselves learners in the school of the great teacher, and therefore they can bring from the treasure house of the Word things new and old. The love of Christ speaks from the lips and is expressed in the countenance. Such teachers show their love for Christ by their love for His children. They carry their students upon their soul until they are gathered into the fold, adopted as sons and daughters of God. They do not rest until they see before them the practical results of their work. They yearn for the souls committed to their charge. They will not rest until the Lord answers their earnest prayer for the conversion of souls. Angels of God cooperate with such teachers, enabling them to do service for the Master. The light of the Sun of Righteousness shines naturally from the soul. The words they speak are received as sincerity and truth. Christians, indeed, they are doing the work of Christ under His supervision.